Ezras Hashem Yisbarich, we continue with the Gemara, 10 lines on the top on Hey Amid Aleph, Hayepachos Me'asar Tfachim. What happens in the inverse case? Instead of having a Mavui that is too tall, we have a Mavui that the Korah is too short. The Korah is less than 10 Tfachim from the ground. So then we have the following suggestion. This is a suggestion that's found also in Maseches Sukkah. V'chakot Boi La'ashuma La'asara, that one can dig into the ground to then cause that there is 10 tfachim between the ground that has been dug into at the bottom of the hole, from the bottom of the hole to the korah. Kama chokot. How much do you have to dig? Ask the Gemara. Kama chokot, kama ditzarechle. If you need, it's only been 8 tfachim, so then you've got to dig 2 tfachim. Ela boshcha bekama. But how far does it have to go? Now, of course, this is the parallel of the previous case. The previous case, we were talking about a instance where it's too high and you're adding a platform. Here's the inverse. We are digging a hole to create the distance of 10 tefachim between the korah and the ground. Rav Yosef Amar Bedalit. Rav Yosef says that you need, the hole needs to be significant, it needs to be 4 tefachim. Rashi explains that even though Rav Yosef earlier, when it came to the platform, said that the platform only needs to be the size of a tefach. Over here in Dibra Maskel Rav Yosef, Rashi explains Rav Yosef holds that it needs to be 4 tefachim, because at the end of the day, over here, you're creating a mavui. It's not considered a mavui if it's less than 10 tefachim. The reason why over here you need to make a wall is because the wall at the end of the in the mavui is only less than 10 tefachim. If it's less than 10 tefachim, then the mavui doesn't have a wall. It's not like the case of where the walls are there, just the korah is too high. So then in such a case, all you need to do is rectify the korah. Here, you have to rectify the walls, that they should be legitimate walls to a mavui. And what is that? What is the requirement? That they should be at less 10 tefachim high. So for that reason, Rav Yosef says that over here you need 4 tefachim worth of mavui that has a wall of 10 tefachim high, and therefore it needs to be dug in the span of 4 tefachim, as you see in the diagram in front of you. Rav Yosef says that in such a case, it needs to be dug with 4 tefachim. Abaye omar ba'arba amas. Abaye says that it needs to be the span, the hole needs to be the span of 4 amas. Why did Rav Yosef say 4 tefachim and Abaye say 4 amas? So Gemara says that's dependent on another machlokes. Leima b'de Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Yasi kamiflagi. They're arguing about a different issue of Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yasi. De itmar, mavui shenifrats mitzido, klape rosh. Let's take a look at the picture. Here in Sfat, I don't have the Oz v'Hadar pictures, but what I have is the Hamaor Hamavor, that's the Vishinamtam edition, or the Mechon Maor HaTorah, Maoris Hadafyomi. There it's number 17. Of course, if you correspond to our lines of the Gemara, you'll find it in all editions of pictures of mavui shenifrats mitzido klape rosho. That is, as we see in the picture, a korah at the edge of a mavui. However, this mavui has a problem because right before the wall and the korah, there is a pirtza, a hole, it's been fallen down, more than 10 tefachim. So here we have machlekes between Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yasi. So, im yesham Ditmar, mavui shenifrats mitzido klapei rosho, itmar mishmeidu Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yasi, im yesh pas dalet, if there is a remaining wall that is 4 tefachim wide, matir, bipirtza ad eser. That will be matir if the hole of the wall before the pass is less than eser. Vim lav, but if not, if there isn't a pass that's 4 tefachim wide, so then even if the hole is less than 10 amos, it will not serve as a pass to consider it as if the mavui is closed. Rather, pachos mishlosha matir, if there is the rule of lavud that there's only 3 tefachim between the sides of the wall, in other words, the hole, the gaping hole in the wall, is less than 3 tefachim wide, so then in such a case we consider it lavud as closed, and halachically it's as if the wall never fell down. Shlosha ain't a matir. But if it's more than 3 tefachim wide, the hole, and the pas is less than dalid, so then in such a case you won't be able to carry there. Says the Gemara, the Rav Yosef isle de Rebbe Ami, la Abaye lesle de Rebbe Ami. We had learned that according to Rav Yosef, all you need is four tfachim for there to be a significant shear of a mavui, while according to Abaye, you need four amas. Rav Yosef fits in beautifully with those who had suggested the opinion of Rebbe Ami, that as long as you have a pass at the end of the mavui, as we see in the diagram of Mavui Shnifritz Mitzido Klapirosha, number 17 in the Hamor edition, that you have four tfachim that are covered before the Kore, covered in the sense that you have a wall on both sides that's four tfachim wide, which means that at the end of the day, you have a four tfachim mavui, appropriate walls with four tfachim, then you've got this big break. But you started off with a four tfachim mavui. So according to Rabbi Ami, that's enough. That works beautifully. According to Rabbi Yosef, all you need to do is to be chaykek four tfachim. You don't need to be chaykek four amas. However, it must be that Abaye, who says four amas, disagrees with those who suggest that you need four tfachim. Like we saw, that four tfachim is not enough in terms of digging lahashlim, so too four tfachim would not be acceptable for the pass, because at the end of the day, for it to be considered a mavui, you need four amis, and therefore you would need, presumably, emphasis on presumably, you would need then a pass of not four tfachim, but of four amis. Period. That's what the Gemara says. La Abaye lesle de Rebbe Ami, or question mark, if you will. Amelcha Abaye. Abaye say no. That's why we said presumably. Abaye say no, I can work with Rebbe Ami. Sof mav, hasam sof mavui. There we're talking about the end of the mavui. Hacha tchilas mavui. But in the other case, we're talking about the beginning of the mavui. What is the case of the end of the mavui? Rebbe Ami and Rebbe Asi are talking about a case where the mavui was once upon a time of standard, working, functioning mavui, and then wall collapsed, the wall fell down. So then in such a case, you had a mavui, as long as you still have a pas of arba tfachim, that's going to be acceptable. Here you want to, let's borrow the Yiddish word, recording this in the Kosover Shtibel and Sfat, so let's use the Yiddish word, here you want a shaf, here you want to create a mavui, so in order to create the mavui, there you need not simply a pass to continue the chazaka already of the mavui, but then to create a mavui, it needs to start with four amas. Iikar b'amas in iloi loi period. Amar Abaye minu aminila says Abaye. How do I know this? That you know there's a distinction. Abaye says, I'm going to prove Rav Yosef wrong. That's not possible. That simply with four tfachim as an area that one could allow and give significance to such a mavui, it needs to be four amas. Now, Abaye has a difficult proof. Bezer Hashem, let's do our best to follow, and we must see the diagrams with this as well. The Sanya, we learned in a Braisa, it was earlier in Meseches Shabbos, it's as well spelled out in Ayin Gimel and Mebeis. Ein mavui niter belechi v'kora. A mavui, you're not allowed to carry in it, even if there is a lechi or a kora. Achi ubatim v'chatzeres psuchin l'socha. Until you have houses and courtyards that open into it. Now remember, Rav Yosef said that if you have even a four tfachim mavui, then you're allowed to carry there. Analyzes the Gemara. How could you have batim v'chatzeros psuchin l'socho if you have a mavui that's only four tfachim long? V'i bedalid hechi mishkachasa. If it's four tfachim long, how will you find it? Now Rashi spells out what exactly is bothering the Gemara, and to understand Rashi, we need the diagram. In the diagram v'i bedalid hechi mishkachasa, which in the Hamaor Hamavur is diagram number 19 in the Vishinantan Gemara, there we see, as Rashi describes, that there is an entrance, a small entrance into a mavui, which of course has a pas dalet. In other words, on the right side of when you walk in is a thickness of four tfachim. Then you're immediately encountered with a wall
opposite the entrance way, which ends the four tefachim and meets the four tefachim wall perpendicularly. Now, simply put, without the omek of Rashi's ha'aris, the mavui simply is, that four tefachim mavui does not correspond to two chatzeros, and therefore it's just simply too small to la halacha be considered a mavui. Rashi adds other problems, but for Dafyomi's sake, we'll keep it with this way of understanding it. Says the Gemara, v'chi teima, and if you're going to want to answer, no, let's expand this mavui. Take a look at the next diagram. In the Mar edition, it's diagram 20. The pasach lo bedofen on tzoy. What happened was, is they made a broad, wide mavui that has actually two doors going into two different chatzeros. So over there, you're going to have two chatzeros that could open up to each one of these mavuis. Still, that's not going to be enough. Va'amar of Nachman Naktinon. We learned Ezeu Mavui Shinita Belechi V'Koyre. One another halacha about a mavui that you could carry in if it has a lechi or a koyre is Kol She'arko Yesal Rachbay, that its length is longer than its width. Look back at the diagram. The whole thing that we came up with was a very wide mavui, but it wasn't very long. It only had a pastalid, four tefachim long. So you can't come up with that brilliant suggestion of a double-doored mavui to be able to get more chatzeros opening up into this mavui. Ezeu mavui shnitu b'lech v'kar kol sh'ar kol yesal rachva. U'bativ chatzeres pesuchen l'sofa. We also need houses and courtyards being open to it. But the bottom of the kasha is that at the end of the day, what we've constructed, as you take a look in the diagram, is a very wide mavui, but a very short one that's only four tefachim long. Says the Gemara of Rav Yosef, what will Rav Yosef answer? The pasach lay b'keren zavis. That we're talking about a case in which the opening is on an angle. Take a look. In the Ma'or edition, it's diagram 21. Either edition, it will save Rav Yosef, the pasach lay b'keren zavis. That Rav Yosef talks about measuring four tefachim on a diagonal. If we make the mavui wide for two openings that are four tefachim, so then in such a case, we're going to be stuck that it's going to be too wide and not long enough. However, if we measure the doorways not by its full width of four tefachim, but rather as you take a look at the diagram, it goes in on an angle to either side, so then in such a case, and that's going to be four tefachim, so then it doesn't have to be as wide as it was originally. Says the Gemara, that's how Rav Yosef is going to construct such an instance of a mavui that's for tefachim. Amar Abaye, Abaye gives another source for his position. How do I know not only my argument which forced Rav Yosef to learn the case of the mavui of Dal Tefachim to be on an angle? Abaye says, I have another source for four arms. Amar Abaye minu aminala, da'amar Rabbi Marcham Amar Avuna, lechi habolet midofno shel mavui. If you have a lechi that jumps out from the wall of a mavui, pachos me arba amas. It comes out less than four amas. Take a look at the diagram. You have a large lechi that comes out on one side, which is four amis. Nido mishum lechi, then that works as a lechi, v'ein etzarech lechi akhter la'atira. If it's less than four amis, so then in such a case, then it's a perfect lechi. Dalet amis, once it's dalet amis, then it's no longer considered a lechi. Nido mishum mavui, then it's a mavui by itself. If it's a mavui by itself, then it can't serve as a lechi. V'etzarech lechi akhter la'atira. So what do we see from there? We see that what transforms a lechi into a separate or distinct mavui, what transforms it is the length of a wall, which is four amis. Mashma, that the size of the mavui is going to be four amis. Rav Yosef, or Rav Yosef respond, lafuke mitaris lechi ad ika arba amis. To transform its state as a lechi, then you need Dalet Amos. Anything less than Dalet Amos doesn't transform a lechi into being Mavui of itself. However, Mavui, if it's something that's already been designed as a Mavui, Afilu Barba Tvachim Na Mehavim Mavui. Again, to create something new, that requires a stronger shear. So in this case, to take something that was in theory a lechi and transform it into a mavui, there, for to lose its status as a lechi, needs to be 4 amos. However, something that is built like a mavui, as Rav Yosef described with the alachson, so then in such a case, then 4 tvachim with alachson is going to be enough to be considered a mavui. Gemara continues 2 lines from the bottom of Heyom and Aleph. That wasn't an easy Gemara. Bezer Hashem, we go over it a couple of times, it'll become even clearer. Guf Amar Rabbi Bar Chama Rav Huna, Lechi Abolet Mitfano Shel Mavui. If one has a Lechi that comes out of the wall of the Mavui, Pachos Midale Armis, we learned, turning to Amabez, Nido Mishum Lechi, Ve'ein Tzarech Lechi Acher La'atir. If it's less than 4 amis, presto, bull, you've got your Lechi, no problem, you don't need anything else. Dalet Amos, we learned, Nidon Mishum Mavui. It's considered a Mavui. V'tzarech Lechi Acher Lahatiro, and you need another Lechi to make it permissible. Asks the Gemara, you put a period there. Osan Lechi Heichen Ma'amido. So you've got the Lechi Dalet Amos that is no longer a Lechi anymore, and now you want to know where to put the other Lechi. Ida Mukilei Bahadir Asufi Huda Kamosifala. If you're going to put it next to the past Dalet, of Amos, Dalet Amos, that long thing. So then in such a case, then all you're doing is you're adding to it. Take a look at the diagram. If you add to the Lechi Habolet, so then in such a case, you're not doing anything, just adding more bricks to it. And even if it's not bricks, if you're adding wood, so it's wood adding to a wall. Amar of Papa, Demukale Lidach Kisar. Papa suggests you put it on the other side. Like, for example, in diagram 22, but there the lechi would be of a regular height. Ravuna Breger Yeshua, Amar Filtem Demukila Behedya,